And I'm going to ask you just to close your eyes for a moment. And if you sense that this morning God's been speaking to you, and you sense that you're running on three cylinders, that you want just to say to God afresh this morning, God, I need you. I need your refreshing. I need your touch. Not as some one-off special experience, but just as a reminder that it's something that we need to do day after day after day. I wonder if God's speaking to that effect. Would you just raise a hand just where you are at the moment? Okay, please just put your hands down. So as we sing this song, please don't be embarrassed. But sometimes it's helpful to indicate to God and to indicate to one another that we mean business with Him, that we are thirsty, we are hungry, and we long to meet with Him. So as we sing this song, if God has been speaking to you, will you just come forward and we would just like to pray for you here corporately, not individually, but corporately here at the front of the church as our service draws to a close. So as we sing this, why don't you just one after another, just come and say to the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want to meet you. I want to meet you afresh. I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm thirsty. Please just feel free to come forward as Joy leads us in this song.
To the river I am going, bringing sins I cannot bear. Come and cleanse me, come forgive me, Lord, I need to meet you. In these waters
let's just remain standing for a moment or two. And can the folks at the front here, I think it's not going to be possible for us to pray for you all individually. Do you mind just taking the hand maybe of the person beside you so that you're together in this? And Susan's now just going to pray for all of you here. And I'm sure there are others within the congregation who would just long to reach out to God at this point. And just say, God, I'm thirsty. I just need your refreshing. Help me to come to you day after day. Susan, thank you.
Oh, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that you are working in all of our hearts this morning. Lord, we need you. Lord, we need you to come and fill us. Fill us in every part of our being. Lord, some of us who have come forward, we just need you, Lord. We need you to fill us with that power that we need to live this life that you have called us to, Lord. And for others, there are people here, Lord, who want to come to you today to know you, maybe for the first time, maybe to know you deeper in their hearts than they've ever known you. People who have known you a long time want to know you more, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and fill us. Give us that living water that means it will never be thirsty, that we'll never thirst again. Thank you that's your promise to us, and you're faithful and you keep your promises. Lord, we pray for the brokenhearted and those who are grieving just now, for those who long for other relatives and friends to come to you. Lord, we pray that they would be filled and that they would feel satisfied in you this morning. So we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Folks, be seated. And the folks at the front here, if you would appreciate someone in the prayer ministry team to pray with you, just remain seated. And if folks are in the prayer ministry, in the congregation, or in the youth prayer ministry team, if you would come forward and just pray for these folks at the front, that would be really good.